All week, WUWM has been exploring the skills gap in our series, Project Milwaukee Help Wanted. Our project included a public forum at the downtown campus of MATC. Experts from different perspectives offered solutions for spanning the disconnect between people looking for work and the jobs available. You can listen to the full discussion on Lake Effect. Right now, we present a sampling of the panelists' comments, beginning with Vicki Martin, MATC Vice President and Provost.
I think it's going to take all of us working together to really address this, because we do have underprepared folks. And what we're trying to do is offer them occupational training at the same time we're giving them basic skills, so that at least it's contextual learning, that they're learning as they go along. And then we have to partner with employers to say, at what point now are you ready to take on some, whether it's an apprenticeship, an internship, or whether it's other kinds of training that we can help with as well. But we have to work together, and we have to be really clear on we can only do so much at our level, and then we have to partner after that, because there's a lot of retirements and there's a lot of experience going out the door.
We know there's a lack of tech education in schools. That's something we have to really work on. One of the things I like to see and work harder at is, how do we really analyze and scan what these employers' needs are, identify what they are, what types of openings are there, what's necessary to fill those needs, but then also talk about the lack of coordination amongst the systems that are here to address employers' needs, skills gaps, issues, and really talk about flexible resources. What resources are available to make all these good things happen once we identify the problem and come up with a solution? And then what's the role of public policy in all of this?
In our business, we have a matrix of different skill sets that we put together. We find it very difficult to find people that have just some of the basic skills, math, reading, and you have to really go through a lot of different gyrations to find at least a half a dozen people maybe that can fill the bill. It is a tough situation for people to try to be trained when some of those basics aren't there. And some of the skills in terms of being to work on time and things like that are also relevant to what is happening today.
The most critical problem, in my judgment, facing our community is the vast amount of talent that is out there anxious to work and finding a way that they can engage in the labor force. We have a long-term need, obviously, to deal with the retiring baby boomers and to fill the slots that are opening up in industry. But a great deal of what I've seen happen in the last 20 years is a tremendous change in manufacturing, so that many of the jobs that were the heart of the community are gone. And so you have large numbers of adults who have skills that are not finding work. At the same time, we'd like to encourage the young people to go into those very jobs.
Our state is shrinking, and it's shrinking in a double whammy, I guess, if you will. We've got 60% of the K through 12 school districts over the last 7 years have reported decline in enrollment. That doesn't bode well for the future. Then you look around and see who's working today, and it's all the baby boomers. There's going to be a major reduction in our workforce over the next 10 to 15 years. If we don't start to supplement our workforce today as a country and as a state, we're going to be in dire straits in economic development going forward. So we have to have that discussion. There are five states that decided not to wait for the federal government anymore, but to take it upon themselves to start to recruit legal international workers. Without legal international workers here in Milwaukee, quite frankly, manufacturing would be in desperate need right now of workers.
That was Tim Sullivan, the former CEO of Bucyrus, who's looking into the skills gap for Governor Walker. You also heard UWM workforce researcher Lois Quinn, Ted Muccio, president of Peerless Brothers, a local plastics company, Earl Buford of the Wisconsin Regional Training Partnership, and Vicki Martin of MATC. They spoke at a Milwaukee Public Radio Forum this week.